everyone. This is the second installment of LFS Rants. Today we'll be covering the American public schooling system. Enjoy. School. The definition of monotony. Every day the same. Days will blur into weeks, weeks to months, months to years, till it's finally over. Nowadays, school is more like a job than it is to learn. It's more about doing work and then learning real-life concepts to become successful. It will wear down your mind to the point where you wish you never existed. What was the definition of insanity again? Ah yes, repeating the same things and expecting change. The concepts you learn may change, but it's still the same formula. Every day, walking into the same room as yesterday. At the same exact time as yesterday. There is no sense of motivation nor accomplishment to keep going. Yes, you get 11 hours to yourself. That's excluding the 8 hours that you use to sleep usually. But the way school is executed is so life-invasive that it's more like 8 hours. The repetitive way school teaches you is so monotonous and careless, as you're never given the reason this could benefit you in your life. The responses you get for good or bad grades are polar opposites. If you get a 100, no one really cares, but if you fail, you're berated by both your parents and peers, which gives you no sense of accomplishment or motivation to get good grades. I briefly touched on this earlier in my ramblings, but this part was subjective because that's what would happen to me. It may be different for other people, but this was and still is my experience. Now on the topic of peers, middle school's the worst. I've asked all my family, and every one of them has said middle school were the worst years of their school career. You're going through puberty, the emotional roller coaster, and everyone I've met aside from my two good friends, Candace, who has been on the podcast before, and Noha, is an immature, bigoted, closed-minded, shallow, cruel, retarded cunt, whose only goal is to get the attention of others and to be the most popular. They talk back to teachers, more on them later, cut themselves. I'm not shitting you. There are girls and boys who will cut themselves because it's trendy. Whenever I'm skeptical about something like that, I will always ask them. Ask this one girl, "Hey, are you alright?" Looking at her scars, and she said, "Oh, all the girls are doing it." Had the same thing happen with a guy. Now on to teachers. My teachers this year and last year were and are fucking terrible. Other than my boy T. You see, I've heard teachers say, quote, "Teachers are human too." I would sympathize with that statement if they had acted like them. See, if you have a late assignment for any reason, the teachers wouldn't care. Around October this year, my grandfather died. Mi abuelo. And his death was a direct result of the staff at the nursing home he was cooped up at's negligence. So not only was I grief-stricken, I was angry. Fuming, in fact. Took the next 2 days off. When I came in the next day, my social studies teacher, who gives out homework like a Vulcan autocannon cranks out bullets, gives me a pile of homework to do. 20 sheets of notes, in addition to the 10 from that night, and the textbook to copy them out of. I have never seen such brain-frying work before in my life. I might have dropped dead from a brain hemorrhage. I got home that night, quickly ate dinner, cracked open a Monster, and began chipping away at this mountain. It was 1 a.m. I completed 29 sheets out of 30 and passed out. Next morning, my teacher had scolded me for it and asked why I was even out. I told her, she said, that wasn't an excuse. This made me livid, but sadly uppercutting your teacher is frowned upon, so I just sat back down. Until they fix this system, we have to deal with it. We have to deal with monotony, lack of motivation, shitty peers, and shitty teachers. Those are my problems with the public school system. Special thanks to my boys, Candace and Noha, for getting me through this shit, and my bed, for being the only one I can rest on. Except, what if I dream about school? Oh shit!